Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Will reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame takes first base on ball four. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blasingame moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Blasingame moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball towards left. Cepeda settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cepeda. Thomas moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Sanford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kindle for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Dick Trott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Trott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 0. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will, who is chasing the ball. Kirkland reaches third base with a triple. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkland tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. Bressude settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Mark Freeman now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressude is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Thomas moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for George Altman. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ben Johnson now pitching. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Will is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sanford moves to second. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Ben Johnson. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Bud Byerly now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Amalfi Tano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Dick Gurnett. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Lowe's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowe's hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausche scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Will hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bausche hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Stu Miller now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morin. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Morin steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive to right field. Will throws towards Kindle. Kindle fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Mays goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.